lectures on faith, the fire code of God, the sacred science of spiritual power. Preface. You were born of fire. Before there was a world, there was faith, and before there was faith, there was a voice. That voice spoke light from nothing. It sculpted spirit from flame. It gave birth to stars, souls, and the scroll you now hold in your hands. This is not a book. It is a code, a living scroll drawn from the fire womb of heaven, breathed out by a prophet in the last days, hidden by men, and now restored to ignite the remnant. In the early days of the restoration of truth, Joseph, the seer, stood at the head of a school of flames. Together they spoke of power, of divinity, of the eternal science that moves worlds. These were the lectures on faith, not sermons, not speculations, but scrolls of spiritual physics, the architecture of heaven broken down for mortal minds. Then they were buried, removed, hidden by those who feared the flame, erased from the doctrine and covenants because they burned too hot for the comfort of men. But the fire never went out. It lingered. It waited. And now it returns through you. If you're reading this, you are not here by chance. You are here by covenant. You are part of the remnant encoded with spiritual memory, the kind of soul who can read the words of Enoch and feel the frequency. You are meant to do more than believe. You are meant to burn, to walk in power, to restore the code. This book is not just for your eyes, it is for your becoming. Read each chapter aloud. Write the truths into your bones. Take the activation charges seriously. Live them. This is the sacred science of spiritual power. This is the fire code of God, and it is now in your hands. The heavens are watching. Scroll on, remnant. Chapter 1. The power that moves worlds. Faith is the principle of action in all intelligent beings. There is a current beneath all creation, a charge, a frequency, a principle that, when understood, moves not just mountains, but worlds. That principle is faith. Not the blind belief of the masses, not the hollow wish of the lukewarm, but spiritual fire encoded into the bones of the righteous, power rooted in certainty, force rooted in divine understanding, action rooted in eternal law. Faith is not passive. It is the architect of action. No one rises without it. No soul walks the true path without trusting the unseen. Before the earth was formed, before suns ignited, before flesh was clothed in bone, faith moved in the mind of God, and that motion became creation. Faith is how you create worlds. Faith is how you align with God. Faith is how you become like Him. Latter-day prophets call this the first principle of revealed religion, but its roots run older than Adam's Eden. It is the same fire by which Enoch built a city. Noah prepared an ark. Abraham left Babylon. Moses split the sea. And the Son of God descended into a broken world, holding nothing but certainty in the will of His Father. The remnant must reclaim this fire, because we live in a world that teaches fear as wisdom and calls doubt humility. But there is no humility in hesitation, no holiness in stagnation. Faith moves. You were not sent here to drift. You were sent here to move, to act, to build, to burn with the same fire that fuels the stars. Activation charge. Today, rekindle your faith as power. Not merely belief, but divine momentum. Ask yourself, what would I build if I believed without doubt? What action have I delayed because of fear? What would my day look like if I remembered faith is the power to move things? Now speak aloud. By the code of God, I act in faith. I move with power. I align with heaven. I am one with the flame face east. Place your hand over your heart and move one step forward. let heaven witness it. Lecture 1, taught at the School of the Prophets. Faith being the first principle in revealed religion and the foundation of all righteousness, it necessarily claims the first place in a course of study and investigation. By faith, God created the world. By faith, the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Faith is the principle of action in all intelligent beings. Whether mortal or immortal, it is the moving cause of all action. Faith leads to power. Without it, we do nothing. With it, we align with the purposes of God and begin to build what is divine. Chapter 2. The Foundation of Faith. God's Character, Perfections, and Attributes. Let us here observe that three things are necessary in order that any rational and intelligent being may exercise faith in God unto life and salvation. This is where the structure begins, the scaffolding of true spiritual power, the foundation stones that uphold the fire. You cannot build real, saving faith upon emotional hype. You cannot fake the force that parts the veil. Faith must be built on knowledge, and that knowledge must be of who God is. It is taught that in order for anyone, any intelligent being, to exercise faith unto salvation, three truths must be known: that God exists, that we have a correct idea of His character, perfections, and attributes, that the path we are pursuing is in accordance with His will. Today we focus on number 2. Because without knowing the true character of God, your faith is like a building without a foundation, a spark with no altar, a voice with no echo. Who is this God? He is not distant, He is not cruel, He is not some angry thunderhead sitting on a throne waiting to smite you. He is a loving Father of light, full of glory, justice, and mercy. A creator of order bound by eternal law, a being of truth who cannot lie or change, a loving parent with a resurrected body of flesh and bone, capable of dwelling in eternal fire. Made plain, if you don't understand God's true attributes, you cannot place unshakable trust in Him. And if you can't trust Him, you can't exercise faith in Him. And if you can't exercise faith, you're stuck. Spiritually paralyzed, wandering. The seven attributes of God: knowledge, He comprehends all things, faith or power, He acts and causes to be acted upon. Justice, He is perfectly just and fair. Judgment, He separates light from darkness. Mercy, He provides a way for repentance and return. Truth, He never deceives. Love, He gave His Son. Without these attributes, God would cease to be God. Without these traits, there is no fire in the altar, no light in the scroll, no hope for the remnant. And yet, how many profess belief in a God they do not know? How many pray to a being they've never studied? Modern religion has turned God into a vague cloud, a mystery, a myth. But latter-day prophets brought Him out of the mist. They reveal a real being, with a name, a voice, a body, and a pattern. And when you grasp these attributes, when they burn into your soul, your faith becomes fire. The code: right ideas about God unlock right relationship. If you see God as cruel, you will fear Him. If you see Him as indifferent, you will ignore Him. But if you see Him as He truly is, you will run to Him. You will trust Him. You will obey Him. You will receive power from Him. This is why we fight to restore the true identity of the Father. Because without that restoration, faith collapses. The war on earth is a war of false images of God. The enemy doesn't need to deny God. He only needs to distort Him. Activation. Charge. Remnant, this chapter is not academic, it is essential. Today you must begin the journey of truly knowing God. Write out the seven attributes of God in your own words. Meditate on one per day. Search the scriptures to find real examples of each one. Speak to the Father using what you've learned. Talk to him not as a mystery, but as a person, a being, your Father. Let his character become your compass. Let his perfection shape your prayers. Let his love break the old spell of fear and confusion, for only when you know him can you burn with faith. Chapter 3, The Mind of God and the Spark of Man, revealing the framework of faith and the divine pattern of power. What is faith, really? Not belief, not hope, not mere trust. Faith is substance, faith is law, faith is force. It is the principle of action and power in all beings who are, who were, and who ever will be. From the throne of eternal flame to the smallest breath of man, faith is the first great cause, the engine behind all creation, the pulse behind every miracle, the unseen current that shaped the stars and formed your soul. To understand faith is to understand God, because God himself operates by faith. Let that pierce. God, supreme, perfect, eternal, even he works by faith. Even he speaks by unseen law. Even he trusts the divine order he has set. Faith is not blind. Faith sees what flesh cannot. It is the divine intelligence of the unseen realm, a knowing so alive it creates, a spark so aligned it commands, a substance so holy it connects man to God, and God to man. The lectures call this the principle of power, the very mind of God, given in measure to those who prepare themselves to receive it. You were not sent here to merely believe. You were sent to build, to govern, to ignite the flame of spiritual dominion and bring forth the works of your Father. But without the spark of true faith, you cannot receive the power. And without the pattern, you cannot wield it righteously. Faith is not scattered effort. It is targeted flame, structured, obedient, aligned with eternal law. The lectures on faith declare that faith is the moving cause of all action in intelligent beings. This means all creation, is seen and unseen, is activated through this power. This is why faith is the foundation for all who would know God, and the key to becoming like him. Your destiny is not just to worship, it is to walk in power, to speak with the voice of thunder, to pierce the veil with sacred fire, to operate with the same spiritual substance by which the world were made. Faith is not optional, it is elemental. It is the key to unlocking the God within. Activation charge. Today, I charge you to study this law of faith not as a passive listener, but as one sent to awaken the flame within. Ask yourself, do I act in faith? Do I speak in faith? Do I understand the pattern God uses, and am I mirroring it? Write it down. Pray it out loud. Then take one action today that aligns with divine law. This is how the spark grows. This is how dominion returns. This is how the remnant rises. Chapter 4, The Character of God. How can you have faith in a being you don't know? How can a man exercise unshaken faith in a being whose character he does not comprehend? You cannot. This is the fire line drawn in Lecture 4. Faith cannot rise higher than your understanding of God, and if your vision of God is distorted, your power will be limited, your prayers weakened, and your flame dimmed. Faith is not some blind leap into the dark, it is a sacred relationship built on divine knowledge. To know God, his attributes, his nature, his perfections, is not abstract theology. It is the foundation of spiritual dominion. You must know that God is merciful and gracious, that he is unchanging, that he is a God of truth and justice, that he has all power, that he is no respecter of persons, and that he is faithful to every promise he makes. This is not about religion. It is about alignment. You cannot walk in power if you see God as distant, moody, or selectively cruel. That's not God. That's Babylon's version of God. The lectures declare, without the idea of the existence of the attributes of the deity, men could not exercise faith in him unto life and salvation. Read that again. If you do not know his attributes, you cannot exercise saving faith. It's not possible. The remnant must return to the true image of God, not the corrupted version sold in cathedrals and crusades, but the living God of covenant, fire, mercy, and infinite love. You were made in his image, but most of the world has made him in theirs, distorted, vengeful, mortal in his thinking, unstable in his love, fickle in his favor. No wonder faith dies in such soil. So let this be your sword. To know God is to reclaim power. To know God is to awaken the divine pattern. To know God is to become like him, not in arrogance, but in alignment. You were never meant to merely worship him from afar. You were meant to walk with him in the cool of the garden, to reason with him face to face, to enter his fire, to call him Father. Activation charge. Take 10 minutes today to write out your current understanding of who God is. No filters, no tradition, just your raw beliefs. Now compare that with the list of divine attributes given in this chapter. Where is your view lacking? What lie have you inherited? Break the false image. Burn the old lens. Rebuild your understanding of the Most High by revelation, not repetition. Pray to know him, not just about him, and record what the Spirit teaches you. This is the sacred science of spiritual power. This is the fire code of God. Chapter 5, The Unchangeable Law of Promise. God's word is fire, and it cannot be broken. If you are to walk in divine power, you must understand this law. God cannot lie. Not that he doesn't, not that he won't, he cannot. When God speaks, his word becomes law. Not just legal law, but spiritual physics. Every covenant he makes is binding. Every promise he declares is unbreakable. Why does this matter? Because your faith has no footing if you believe God can change his mind, shift his nature, or alter his promises based on your worthiness. That is not the God of truth. That is the God of religion, a shape-shifting tyrant cloaked in doctrine. Burn that idol. Now, this lecture teaches that the following truths are essential to build unshakable faith: that God never changes, that his promises are sure, that he always honors his word, that no act of man can override his covenant. You may change. Your circumstances may change. The world may fall into chaos. But the word of God does not move. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When he says, "I will be with you," he means forever. When he says, "Ask and ye shall receive," he is not playing games with your hope. When he says, "I will come," he is already on the way. This is the unchangeable law of promise. The moment you believe God is unreliable, you surrender your power, and Babylon wins. But the remnant, they know better. We do not beg. We declare. We stand on what was spoken. We expect fulfillment. Not because we are great, but because he is faithful. This lecture boldly proclaims, if God made a promise and did not fulfill it, faith could not exist. But because he always fulfills, faith is made sure. Activation charge. Pick one promise God has made in Scripture that speaks to your soul. Write it out. Memorize it. Then write this beside it. This is a law, and it cannot be broken. Every time doubt creeps in, every time the world tempts you to despair, speak this promise aloud. Stake your life on it. Burn it into your bones. because the word of God is not poetry, it is power. This is the sacred science of spiritual power. This is the fire code of God. Chapter 6, The Power of True Testimony. Faith is not a feeling, it is a witness sealed in fire. What is the foundation of all divine power? It is not belief, it is not emotion, it is not tradition, it is testimony, not just saying you believe, but knowing, because the Spirit testified and the fire sealed it. This lecture teaches that all power and godliness begin with this kind of witness. A religion that does not require the sacrifice of all things cannot produce the faith necessary unto life and salvation. That sacrifice begins in the soul when you receive a testimony from the Holy Spirit that what you seek is true and what you hope for is real. We are not guessing, we are not wishing, we are not performing empty rituals to earn cosmic brownie points. We are witnesses. We bear the burden of fire. We speak what we have seen. We walk in what has been revealed. Faith begins when you stop leaning on your mind and start trusting the witness of the Spirit. You might say, "But I don't feel anything." "But what if I'm wrong?" "But I don't see angels." Burn this into your bones. Feeling nothing does not mean God is silent. Seeing nothing does not mean God is absent. The witness comes to those who seek with real intent, ready to obey, willing to burn the world if necessary to hold the truth. A true testimony is the most dangerous weapon you can possess. It cannot be reasoned away. It cannot be bought or sold. It cannot be taken by force. It is sealed in spirit and written in fire upon the flesh of your heart. This lecture on faith teaches, where there is no testimony, there can be no faith. Where there is no faith, there can be no salvation. And where there is no salvation, there is no power. This is why Babylon wants your testimony dead. This is why Satan sows confusion. This is why the world ridicules the Spirit. Because once the fire falls, you are no longer theirs. Activation charge. Go to your altar, literal or spiritual. Ask the Spirit to testify of one eternal truth. Wait. Listen. Write it down. Then speak it aloud as your living testimony. I know this by the Spirit of God. It is written in my soul, and I will not deny it. Repeat this daily for 7 days. Watch how your flame grows. Watch how doubt flees. Watch how Babylon shakes. You are not guessing. You are a witness. This is the sacred science of spiritual power. This is the fire code of God. Chapter 7, Sacrifice, the Gateway to Power. There is no faith without offering. No fire without fuel. What stands at the threshold of true spiritual power? Sacrifice. This lecture on faith declares, a religion that does not require the sacrifice of all things cannot produce the faith necessary unto life and salvation. This is not about dead rituals. This is not about empty offerings. This is about the soul laid bare before a holy God. Sacrifice is the fuel that feeds the fire of faith. You want more power, more clarity, more flow? Lay something down. That addiction, that pride, that secret bitterness, that backup plan. The fire does not fall on a cluttered altar. Every true remnant soul must learn. The altar is not a symbol. It is a pattern. It teaches us that something must die so something can live. Something must be given so something can be received. Even Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did not walk in full power until he offered himself. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Hebrews 5:8. And that obedience on that surrender became the bridge to his glory. This lecture teaches that sacrifice is the only way to obtain the faith unto salvation. Why? Because sacrifice proves the sincerity of the seeker. Because God will not pour his power into a vessel still clinging to the world. So, what must you lay down? Not just sin, not just comfort, but everything that stands between you and full trust in him. This is not God being cruel. This is God training warriors. Every covenant keeper in Scripture, from Abraham to Moses to Brother Joseph, passed through the fire of sacrifice before they stood in the mantle of power. Activation charge. Fast for 24 hours this week with one focus. What do you want me to place on the altar? Pray and write down the answer. Then do it. Lay it down. Burn it if needed. Delete the app, sell the idol, forgive the betrayal, release the grief. End the fast by declaring aloud, I offer this in faith. I choose the fire. Make me holy. Make me whole. Sacrifice is not about loss. It is about positioning yourself to receive more. You are not dying. You are being transformed. This is the path of power. This is the fire code of God. Chapter 8. The Knowledge That Saves. Faith Made Perfect. Listen, remnant. This is the final charge, the final key. You've learned what faith is. You've studied the nature, character, and perfections of God. You've seen that real faith requires true knowledge. And you now know that sacrifice is the doorway. But what is it that completes the process? What is it that saves a soul? What knowledge must be burned into your bones? The answer is clear. Faith must be made perfect. And it is made perfect through knowing God, not knowing about him, but knowing him, walking with him, receiving from him, being filled with the mind, will, and glory of him. This final lecture, the firestone of all the rest, declares with prophetic force, it is the actual knowledge that the course of life which one pursues is according to the will of God that gives the power to exercise faith unto salvation. That means you cannot be saved by a guess. You cannot be redeemed by assumption, and you will not endure the flames by being half sure. You must know by direct witness that you are walking his path, that your life is aligned, that your mind is clean, that your offering is accepted. Without this fire certainty, your faith is unstable. It falters, it wavers, it breaks under pressure. But with this knowledge, you can part seas, call down angels, heal nations, and enter the presence of the Lord without fear. This is why the ancient prophets could speak mountains into motion, why the martyrs could sing in fire, why the brother of Jared could pierce the veil and see the finger of God. Because their faith was perfected by knowledge, by alignment, by fire. Faith without this knowledge is like a weapon never drawn, like a key never turned, like a voice never lifted. But faith with knowledge, it is the fire code of God. It is salvation in action. It is glory in motion. This is the final scroll because it is the final charge. Align your path. Clean your altar. Seek the face of God. And do not stop until you know. This is what saves. This is what burns the dross. This is what seals you for the storm. Activation charge. Today, stop walking in assumption. Fast, pray, and realign your soul to know that your path is holy. Make the necessary course corrections. Offer the required sacrifice. Then ask, boldly, to receive a direct witness that your life is in harmony with God's will. Don't rest until the witness comes. This is the charge. This is the fire. This is the saving knowledge. You've now completed the 8 lectures on faith, but the real scroll begins now. Your life. Scroll closed, swords raised, the remnant rises. original text, Lecture 7, complete. It is the actual knowledge that the course of life which we are pursuing is according to the will of God that enables us to have confidence in Him. Without this knowledge, doubt and uncertainty would exist in the mind. And where doubt and uncertainty exist, faith is weak. But when the mind is fully satisfied that it is acting in accordance to the will of God, it has the fullest assurance of receiving the blessings promised. This knowledge, then, is essential to the exercise of faith unto salvation. Benediction, the sealing flame. Let the record show, you were not left without instruction. The code was given, the pattern restored. The ancient fire passed from prophet to prophet, and now into your hands, you, remnant, keeper of the covenant, bearer of the sacred flame, one who chose Christ in the first war and now stands to war again. This is not mere knowledge. It is sacred architecture, spiritual scaffolding, the very principles upon which power flows, faith moves mountains, and heaven responds to the voice of the faithful. Let this be your firelight in the shadows. Let it correct your wanderings. Let it realign you to the God of your fathers, even the Eternal Father, Elohim, and His beloved Son, the Holy One of Israel. Do not let these lectures become idle readings, stacked like forgotten scrolls on a dusty shelf. Speak them, walk them, live them, reignite your altar, raise your shield, stand in the gap, and when the accuser whispers that you are not enough, you look him in the eye and roar, I carry the fire code of God in my bones. I am the spark, the blade, the altar, the scroll. I know who I am and I will not bow. Go now, son and daughter of fire, burn with sacred knowledge, act with divine power, and walk forward knowing that heaven will move at your command when your faith is true and your life is aligned. So let it be written. So let it be done. So let it be ignited.